Good afternoon. I'm Brendan Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Well, this year's Emmy nominations, they're out. If you haven't been able to look away from the Machiavellian maneuvers of the Logan Roy family, you are not alone. Emmy voters have been entranced as well. And they've also been rooting for the guy from Kansas City who found himself coaching that other type of football in the UK.
Well, joining us live to break it all down, WDTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. Jay Fray, thanks for being with us. Let's start off with the top prize of best TV comedy. What's going on in that competition?
Yeah, you sort of alluded to Ted Lasso. It won the top comedy prize for the first two seasons of its run, and it hopes to do it again for that final season, which I know season three got mixed reviews from the critics, but I thought they really stuck the landing in that sort of a feel-good finale. It'll have to go through some really popular shows, though, like Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, lots of fun stuff. And then, of course, Barry. I love Barry on HBO and The Bear as well on FX and Hulu. The fact that they're up for best TV comedy always is sort of a head scratcher for me, because neither Barry or The Bear were really, comedic this year. They were more dramatic and almost stressful. So I'd like to see Ted Lasso, hopefully, or Abbott pull it off there.
Well, critics don't know what they're talking about, except you. All right.
No, I don't even know what I'm talking about. You can lump me in with them too.
All right, let's move to best TV drama. Who are the top contenders? Some obviously familiar names.
Yeah, like you said at the top, Succession is back as the defending champ, looking to win. It would be the third time in 4 years if it wins again. And it's got to be the front runner again. So much buzz around that final season with that episode of the major character dying and then that election night episode, too. It was a lot of good stuff. But it'll have to beat its fellow HBO siblings, House of the Dragon, The White Lotus, and The Last of Us, the horror zombie-style apocalypse thing, which would be sort of like a fan favorite pick if that pulls it off. But I think it'll be Succession.
Okay, what acting races are exciting you the most this time around?
Well, Succession has some cool races. Like, best actor will be, the Logan Roman Kendall Roy dynasty battle is going to unfold again here at the Emmys, because Brian Cox, Kieran Culkin, and Jeremy Strong are all nominated here for best actor. That's the first time that's ever happened, that one show, had three best actor nominees. Strong won in 2020, but, Culkin and Strong, I thought both deserve it alone for that funeral scene alone, breaking down in tears and stuff. And the same for Sarah Snook as Shiv in best actress. I think this will be finally her year to win best actress. Zendaya won two of the last 3 years for Euphoria, but she isn't in the running this year, so I think it'll be Sarah Snook as Shiv winning, and probably one of the Roys winning for best actor.
All right, Jason, before you go, the Emmys are supposed to air September 18th on Fox, but we've got this cloud overhead, the possibility that Hollywood actors might soon join screenwriters on strike.
Yeah, is that cloud the Canadian wildfires, or is it the writer's strike? I don't know.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's good. September's an eternity in terms of entertainment biz, so we'll wait and see. I know the Tonys were able to pull it off during the strike. They kind of went quote unquote without writers, and Ariana DeBose kind of just improv. I don't know how much of that was actually improv. I'm sure she thought about some of that ahead of time. So we'll wait and see. I hope it airs. I love this stuff, but hopefully it airs.
All right, Jason, looking forward to it. Thanks much.
All right, see you guys.
Mm-hmm. WDTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.